Welcome to the Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 29. Jeff, who's your favorite 29? Quick, go.
Favorite 29 is Schmidt from New Girl when he says 29.
Oh, I don't know that.
29. New Girl fans will get the reference.
I thought you would have gone Earl Thomas.
He's not my favorite though.
Eric Berry.
Definitely not.
Ah, darn. Well, that's my favorite.
Those are the ones you can think of that are 29.
Yeah.
I mean, that's also my
Eric
age.
Berry came back from cancer.
Which is also impressive. Good on
it
him.
Is.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah. Well, we got an interesting show lined up.
We do.
We'll see how it goes, as we normally
very interesting.
Do. Happy October. Welcome to October, but not to Oktoberfest. No.
No, not. I mean, there was one down the road from us, but it's right away from it.
And Jeff
October.
is recording with us tonight from a church, local church.
Oh no, it's just a nice painting to ease. My background's normally bland as all get out, so today I decided, until I get my own podcast studio approved by Emily, this is what I got.
Well, you can submit expenses and we'll see if we can get them reimbursed.
Well, I'm really submissive, so
oh,
that will work.
Interesting.
Real quick, you and I played each other this last week.
Yes, we did. In fantasy
in
football.
Fantasy football. And I have been struggling, and I gave up all hope Monday night because you had four people still left to play, and I had one, and I did not believe he was going to do anything at all. And then Lincoln calls me that night and tells me, hey, you only lost by five, which for some reason made me feel better about it, but also made me also just can think of how ridiculous fantasy football is right now
and
and
the
how
60
nothing is
points sitting
predictable.
on your bench from two players.
Oh, that was so brutal.
That was tough.
So rough. It's hard. It's hard to play fantasy football. You have Tyreek, who is now handcuffed
He's the third overall pick in our league and did nothing.
Hey, you better hope that they trade for Zach Wilson, because Zach Wilson made Garrett Wilson look like the best receiver in the NFL for a while, and Aaron Rodgers is making him look like a tier four bum.
Are there rumors he's trading for? They're gonna.
There
they're
were
interested
there
in
were
Zach
talks, but
Wilson?
that there were talks, but that was before they picked up, what's his face, Tyler Huntley.
He was already on their practice squad.
Oh no, they picked up
former
Tim
Pro
Boyles.
Bowler Snoop Huntley.
Tim Boyle is who they picked up, former
Oh,
Jets quarterback who should not be in the NFL for
Tim's
any reason.
Boyles,
Tim's fat face Boyles.
man, that's rough. Well, my prayers are with the Miami Dolphins because I have Tyreek and HN in both my leagues. So,
yeah, good luck to both of us because I don't want to take last. I don't want
yeah.
there to be a bad punishment.
Well, my segment is
I don't want
NFL
to be
related.
punished. Mine
Ooh,
is too.
you are submissive and you want to be punished?
Dude, I'm in such a good mood right now. Just
Wow.
submit. I'll submit.
Dude, I knew this was going to be off the rails.
You did call that.
Okay, well, before we jump into our segments, as always, the question of the pod.
Q-tip.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
French fries. Are they overrated or are they underrated?
Overrated.
Really?
The majority of French fries are overrated. The majority of French fries are not good, and you can think back to how many French fries are legitimately not worth the money that you pay for them now. Even if you make them at home, they just don't have the same crisp. They're just not worth it unless you're dunking them in a gallon of sauce. Most of them are overrated.
Wow.
Only a few French fries are truly like underrated. They're like, you know what? They don't get appreciated. But like everyone knows,
No, I'm
McDonald's
just
is
talking about
fantastic.
French fries as a whole, as a collective bargaining
Yeah.
agreement.
Yeah. 75% of French fries are not worth the money that you pay
Wow.
for them,
That
and
is a
they're not
take,
worth the
brother.
carbs. They're not worth the. They're
Okay,
just
well,
not worth
get off
worth
your
it.
stupid carnivore diet, all right?
I have two more days. Two more days that I'm done.
Hey, you're looking good. Got it.
Hey,
Pay
20
the
pounds
man his
down.
respect.
I did it. 20 pounds, 20 lbs.
Dude, that's crazy. Have you ever
I'll
held
probably
20
get,
pounds before?
dude. I mean, I do it every morning.
Wow.
What?
Oh my gosh.
I meant the breakfast burrito that I make. It's a 20-pound burrito. It's huge.
That
It's
is not
huge, as
what you
Donald Trump
meant.
says. It's huge.
That is
Okay.
not what you meant at
All right.
all.
We'll let the viewers decide.
Holy.
Yeah, I don't know. Most people would say underrated. Nah, they're overrated. Most of the time, overrated.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Sure. It is surprising to
Just
me.
the fact that you felt one way. I am
Hot, it
surprised.
was a hot take, sure.
It is. Yeah. Well, hot crowd, hot crowd. What's that from?
Do it again.
I drafted it number one overall. Overall, hot crowd, hot crowd, hot crowd.
Oh, that's the Grinch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot crowd, hot crowd.
Good
I didn't
line.
hear the word you said, but I was like, that sounds like Jim Carrey's voice.
Yes, it was. Okay. Well,
Fact of the day.
yes.
Fun fact. So,
We
really crazy
bring
one.
knowledge to the lefties out there. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
I want to give back to the community. I
Exactly.
don't want to feel like all I do is take, you know?
Well, all I do is win.
All I do. Okay. Really crazy fact. I never would have known this. And actually, if someone told me this at any point and just brought it up, I would have called them a liar and never believed a word they said. But this is real. In 1943, the NFL, because they both lost so many players to World War II
To the
to the
draft.
military service, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Philadelphia Eagles combined their teams to become the Steagles
I
during the 1943 season. The
okay, yep.
Steagles.
I forgot.
Never knew
I
that.
did know that. I forgot about it though.
If I asked someone, hey, what was your favorite team? What's your favorite team? And someone said the Steagles, I would have laughed in their face and made a big play of it. And I never would have believed them until I looked it up. There's no way. So,
That's
fun fact,
amazing.
the Steagles are a real NFL team that has existed
And
because
it
of the
was just one
draft.
season.
One season only.
That is crazy, man.
Yeah, good times.
1G, by the way.
What's 1G?
The Steagles. Some think that it has 2 Gs.
Oh,
They're only a 1G team. You know what I mean?
yeah. Just because the Eagles and yeah.
I mean, Eagles only have 1 G, but you would
Yeah.
think for some
You
reason,
would
just
think
the double
it would be
E, double G,
double name,
maybe. Yeah.
double name. Yeah.
1 G, that's it.
1G.
They're a 1G kind of guy. I mean, I do think it's kind of cool if you live in Pennsylvania that you could have an AFC and an NFC team, but also both those teams have the most devoted fan bases, I think.
Hardcore fan bases.
Like, name me a. Name me a team in the NFL that has a stronger fan base than those two teams.
Besides the Eagles, Packers
Eagle
fans.
Packers are
They're
up there.
crazy hardcore
If
Packers fans.
we were to go with our five, I agree. I think Packers would be on there. Packers, Eagles, Steelers. I
Maybe
think there's two others, but I'm
Patriots.
curious if
Maybe
you're there.
Patriots.
Nah, Patriots fans are out, even though
Which
they're.
is and crazy is the Seahawks, I think, make a five for me.
N
They may have not
what?
Seahawks fans being at that going to that stadium and talking to Seahawks fans, dude, the 12th man.
12th man's legit. Although they did steal it from
Seahawks
Texas
GOAT.
A&M.
They did, that's true. They stole quite a few things.
I mean,
But they
everything's
still
bigger
are
in Texas,
diehard
including Jeff's
fans.
20 pounder.
But I you mean say are you saying loyal or like deepest fan bases?
Talking about like deepest, craziest fan bases.
Cowboys?
Cowboys, I would put in my top five.
And then you would also put the is it the California team? No. Then it's got to be an East Coast team. Like the Jets.
Yep, I would put Jets
Yeah.
slash Giants, but mostly
Yeah,
Jets.
Jets. I would say Jets. Jets
Yeah,
are a little crazier. And
they
they've
are.
gone through worse
Dude.
things.
And they friggin' lost to the Broncos. The Broncos are terrible, and they lost to
They
the Broncos.
scored 9 points against the Broncos, not even a touchdown.
I
That's
mean,
disgusting.
to be fair, the weather conditions were wild, but still, it's embarrassing. Although the Broncos' defense is solid. I think defense
No,
across the
well,
NFL is
also,
solid this year.
no. There's no excuse because the Jets had the ball at the 1 yard line
First and goal.
on first down with they have Breece Hall, Aaron Rodgers, Garrett Wilson, and
No,
Braylon Allen, and
Braylon
they didn't
Allen. They should
use
have just ran
Braylon
it
Allen
up the
a
gut.
one
Yep.
single time. Like that is Pete
Crazy.
Carroll madness. That is
Mm.
horrible. There's no way you sell for a field goal.
That's
Terrible.
funny.
There's a lot of takes this weekend, so.
I love it. I'm here for it. Well, in the spirit of the NFL, I have a bracket for you.
Oh. Oh,
So
this is
this is a
interesting, though.
completely random bracket,
Okay.
and I have no idea. Like I can see some of the teams here, but we're
Yeah.
on bracketfights.com. Found this website. I think it's what you used
Yeah.
for the Pixar
They have a
movies. And I'm
lot
like,
of
you know
things.
what? Let's just do it. Let's just. I love these bracket fights. I think they're fun.
They are
So I'm
fun.
actually going to give you the option. Do you want to do, like we're doing essentially battles between two teams. Do you want to do their throwback alternate jerseys, mascot and color scheme, or current jerseys?
I think the color scheme is the best
Okay,
one to do
so
on this.
color
I
scheme,
actually
but
like that the
also
most.
their mascot. So
Yeah.
like does it fit? Does it make sense? So I'm gonna break this down. I'll let you make your pick, but just to give the podcast listeners a sense of what's going on. First up, we have the New England Patriots versus the, I almost just called them the Frogles, the Cincinnati Bengals.
The Steagles.
So we are essentially doing it off of which team mascot, logo, color scheme, what fits and like is the best to Jeff. So like for me, I would say I like the fact that like the New England Patriots pay homage to like the old New England era, right? The fighting for America's freedom. Like I like that fact. There are no Bengals in Cincinnati. I do
Yeah.
like the color scheme of them, but I think that the Patriots have a stronger hold in terms of giving credence to what their mascot is and like the color scheme, red, white, and blue. I feel like it fits personally.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
that's kind of what we're looking at. This might be a little long-winded. We'll try to work our way through it. Where are you at, Jeff?
I think I do agree with you. The Cincinnati Bengals, yeah, I don't really know why that's their thing. I don't know the history. Maybe that was from some, they had another inspiring part of that. I wish I knew the history behind all of this. But color scheme wise, I do think the Patriots fit a little bit better. And also, I think their jerseys, some of them, that color scheme works extremely well. So I'm going to push the Patriots through on this one.
They do utilize the gray well as well in their
Yeah.
jerseys. All right. Next, we have the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Atlanta Falcons.
They're such similar color schemes. Atlanta, I
One's
don't
more
know.
black
They're not,
oriented, one's more white oriented.
they're definitely not known as much Falcons. I mean, there's Falcons all over the shape. The Chiefs, that definitely fits more. Kansas City, Great Plains, Native Americans. I do like that. The colors work better. I think that color red works better with the Chiefs, that little bit lighter color. I think Chiefs move on.
So I agree with you, not trying to take my team bias out of it, but I
Yeah, I'm
think
not even
that,
thinking about bias at this point.
yeah. One of the things I do like about the Chiefs, though, is that their jerseys have been almost the exact same since like
Yeah.
the 60s and 70s.
They don't
Like,
change color-wise too crazily.
no, they don't. Their throwback jerseys have the state of Texas on the side of their helmet, and they don't even use those anymore. They don't have throwback
Yeah.
jerseys. That being said, I really like Atlanta's throwback jerseys, but Chiefs win.
Please move on.
The Bears versus the Rams. Chicago Bears
Same.
versus the LA Rams.
See, either one doesn't really, I don't know. The Bears versus Rams for St. Louis. They used to be,
Used to be in
I
St.
mean, it
Louis.
was St. Louis, but technically it's the Los Angeles Rams now,
Yep.
which
And
definitely doesn't
they do
fit.
have an updated logo.
Yeah,
They're more
updated
yellow.
logo,
This is older.
updated stuff. I don't know. There's something about that orangish and the blue of the Bears that I just really like. Rams have had such wide ranges in their color schemes.
Yeah.
It's hard to push them through because they're so inconsistent with their branding changes that I think the Bears I like more. The Bears.
Agree. Bears have had a similar to the Chiefs. They've had the same logo forever. The New York Giants versus the Indianapolis, formerly Baltimore Colts.
Also interesting, the Colts with the, you know, being a horse and New York Giants. I mean, I'm not sure where they got the Giants from.
Yeah.
Don't really think, I mean, I know New York's like a big place, so it's the
Probably
Giants,
because
it's a
they're
giant
giant
city.
heads, because they're so full of themselves.
They literally the Big Apple, more like the big giant
More like the big
apple.
cesspool.
Whoa. More
More like
like,
the
would you
more.
rather be a small fish in a big pond or a large fish in a medium sized pond? Or a dog or a fish? Which one would you rather be?
I would take the former.
I actually like the Colts stuff more for like their jersey wise. I like a little bit more the white that they do, and I think I like their color scheme better.
I think their
Mascots aside.
horseshoe is very iconic too. Like you see a horseshoe and you think Colts. I would actually agree with you as well. We're going to the Packers versus the Tennessee Titans.
Previously, the Oilers.
Houston Oilers, yes.
Houston
So
Oilers.
the Packers of Green Bay. Oh,
This is a
actually,
no-brainer for me.
quick side. The Bengals are the, I think I heard this right. They're the only team in the NFL with their mascot's first letter as their logo. Whereas like G for Green Bay, C for Chicago, NY for New York, they have a
Oh, T for Tennessee.
Bengals.
Yeah.
It's kind of
I see
weird,
that
right?
as their first
Like
initial.
you should
Yeah,
have a
San
C for
Francisco.
Cincinnati.
But they just went with the
Anyways.
B.
Yeah, which is kind of dumb if you think about it.
That is dumb. Yeah, they went off the rails there. This one's a no-brainer though for me. This is a Green Bay all the way.
Okay.
Iconic.
Acme
And it's just,
Packing Co.
yeah, for the Packers, it's just too good. Oh man, tough.
This is I think this one's easy for me, but I think it's a tough
Jets have
matchup
some good
still.
colors. I love the green.
So yeah, sorry. We have the San Francisco 49ers versus the New York Jets.
Yeah, do like the Jets stuff. The 49ers as well have some really iconic stuff. And just being the 49ers has a lot of history. I
Gold
don't,
Rush.
the logo's, you know, decent, but you know, the SF, that's all they've got. Jets also logo isn't fantastic. So
It's a,
I'm gonna
they're
go with
both
my,
football shapes.
yeah, I'm gonna go with the 49ers on this one.
Dude, I've been in lockstep with you the entire way.
Yeah, I mean, you get an idea.
This one, I think, is the easiest matchup of them all.
Philadelphia
The
Eagles versus the Chargers, and also eases the Eagles are far and away the better pick here. A lot of these the teams on the left have been getting
The
for
Chargers'
him.
yellow pants literally just look like they pissed themselves.
They're not even a good yellow.
No.
They're
Also, the
terrible.
Ravens, like it's not even yellow, it's like mustard. It's like
Yeah,
brown yellow
it's mustard
mustard.
gold.
When they wear those bottoms, it's the absolute worst.
But
But
also
like
the
on Monday night when
Buccaneers,
or Sunday night when they wore their all black uniforms, it's a vibe, brother. They play
yeah,
better that way too.
the all black ones were
They
freaking
were sick.
crazy. They went
All
so
right,
hard. But the
we're going
Buccaneers,
Tampa Bay
Tampa
Buccaneers,
Bay,
Baltimore
don't love the
Ravens.
colors for Tampa Bay. Purple, I do like that kind of purpley blue color with Baltimore. Logos, Buccaneers is pretty sick with the sword holding the flag. That's sick. And the
I
skull
think
with the
their logo
football.
is
That's
actually
really
pretty dang
good.
solid.
Yeah.
Also, fun
Baltimore's
fact, the
okay.
Ravens were named after Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, because of the poem, the Raven one.
Yes.
Interesting.
That's your football team. It's named after a poet's
Wow.
poem.
A poet's sad poem.
Yeah.
That's really rough. Like, yeah, go Poe.
Go Poe.
Go
I mean,
guy.
Poe is a
I'm gonna
dope
go
guy.
crazy again, but I think the Bucks take this one for me.
I agree with you. Dude, we've been in lockstep.
Yeah.
All right, so finishing up the first side of the bracket. Now we're on to round two. We have the Baltimore or the New England Patriots versus the Kansas City Chiefs.
Tough again. That's
It's a
really
coin flip for
sucks
me.
because I'm trying to keep bias out of everything here. But color scheme, the blue has some really good stuff there that adds into the uniform all around. I think the Chiefs stuff, it fits. I still think the Patriots stuff fits the theme better, and I think the color schemes are more versatile.
I actually agree with
But
you.
still iconic.
However, I do think the Chiefs have better jerseys.
I think their classic style jerseys are better, but the versatility and the themes are better for the Patriots.
Yeah. So
Bears
now we
and
got the
Colts.
Chicago
We
Bears versus the Colts.
have the sideways C versus the upside down C. Very similar. It's
We
weird.
have
And then both have some
the young
blue.
horses versus the Bears. The Bears.
This is also tough, but edge goes to the Bears here. I think it's just they're both animals.
I feel like it's kind of
But
meh between it.
this is a really tough one. This is a
This is
complete
two
toss-up.
iconic franchises, the Green Bay Packers versus the San Francisco 49ers.
The Green Bay Packers really like a lot of their stuff. Packers, 49ers, I think their themes are on point for both. Although I think it's like 51-49 for me is the 49ers take it
Okay.
just barely. I like the uniforms and the colors just a tad a bit more.
Oh, this is another tough matchup.
Wow, very different.
Eagles versus Bucks.
Eagles versus the Bucks.
They played last week and the Bucks won. They
Yeah,
stomped them.
Baker Mayfield took a fun little ride on the winning train. Bucks have that's really tough. So many good things about each one, but I think some of the Eagles uniforms aren't my favorite, and also some of the Bucks uniforms aren't my favorite. I
Do you
think
like
the
the
all
Kelly
red
greens
ones.
better or the orange sickle unis better?
Kelly green for sure.
Kelly greens are
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah, they're nicer. The orange circle it's okay. That's fine. I'm gonna go with the Eagles here.
I feel
Kind
like
of
you see
surprised.
this color. You don't see this color except for the
All the
Eagles,
time.
which I think is,
Yeah.
I think that makes it more iconic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A greenish
But
blue.
I'm gonna agree with you. Then going into our
Final
round
eight,
of
lead eight, lead
yeah
four.
lead eight or elite eight
Yeah.
on the left side bracket here. We have the Patriots versus the Bears. This one's easy for me.
This is the Patriots for me.
I agree. And
Yeah.
then we have the 49ers versus the Eagles.
And I had a tough time with the Eagles one, but I think the 49ers take this is an easier matchup for
Really?
me.
This is the
Yeah.
first one I would actually disagree with you. I would go Eagles. And then we have the Patriots versus the 49ers.
The red. Man, real tough. I'm gonna go with a hot take here. I'm gonna go with the Niners.
Okay. Why is that?
I think with the themes, both of them are like America themed, both about like American history. They're both with the red, but I think
I just
the
think
white
like
and
a
with the
49er is a minor. Like
minor
your team
by
name is
the
a
note.
number.
It's not just a number though. It's the era of gold rush. It was like the era of opportunity. Everyone showing up, which is what the Patriots were. They were people who were like, time of opportunity, going across, starting their
Like
own
the
thing.
Philadelphia
I like those.
76ers. Like your team name is a year.
Yeah.
Which is why I would go Eagles over Niners, but that's just me.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, moving to the
Okay,
right
other side of
side
the bracket.
bracket. We got the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow. As much as I like Cardinal stuff, the Pittsburgh Steelers with the steel, I think that works better. The colors
Also,
look
it just
tough.
fits the city. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The
Like
white, black, and the
grimy,
gold, really good.
nasty, mean.
Yeah,
That's
real
Pittsburgh.
dirty. Yeah.
Black and yellow. Oh, we need to
Old
update this.
busted. We're canceled.
I'm gonna
No.
cover its nose so it's just not a person.
There were actually Native Americans who were petitioning to get that back. They wanted the old logo. They want the old team name. They don't want
I would
Commanders.
too.
Yeah.
Like,
They want
don't
it
try to
back,
hide
so.
the history.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got the Raiders, the Vegas Raiders versus the Washington Commandos.
I might be a sucker because I'm a Spurs fan, but a really good black and white and with the Raiders with that logo, I think it's so iconic. That the two swords and the eye patch, I don't know. Something about it.
I would agree with you as well. We got the Buffalo Bills, which is a travesty of a team name,
It
versus
is very
the
unfortunate.
Carolina
It is.
Panthers.
That's their one big ding because I really like the theme of the uniforms and the colors, but the logo, even though it was like the Buffalo Bills, just does not.
Like
And the Panthers, I
the
don't
town
like
is
the
named
uniforms.
Buffalo, and their logo is a bison, but their team name is a Bill, which is named after Buffalo Bill, which is a
Yeah,
travesty in
that reason
itself.
alone is what makes this close, but I just don't like the Panther stuff. I don't like their uniforms. I
What?
don't. The themes, I just have never been a fan of. It's too bland. It's too bleh.
Ooh,
Most of their stuff's
I
just
like the teal, or
I
like
push
the.
the bu it's I push the Bills through barely
Okay.
only because their stuff is so much better, but the team name, they're not gonna make it very far.
Okay. And then we have the Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Minnesota Vikings.
The Vikes. Viking colors, their purple slaps. And
Yeah.
everyone knows that. Their purple just hits another spot right now, at least. Jaguars, sometimes those uniforms look good with
I like the Fred Taylor
that
with
Jaguar.
the actual like Jaguar on the shoulder of the sleeve. Like, I
Yeah.
think that looks cool.
That looks cool. So they both have cool stuff with that. The Jaguars thing though, like I don't know. I'm not really seeing much of the connection. And like Minnesota being Vikings, I guess it makes more sense because of the whole
The lakes.
northern like talking. Yeah, the Vikings. So I'm gonna go with Minnesota on this. But
I would
I
do
don't
that
have
as well.
strong feelings.
Ooh,
Ooh.
Cowboys versus
No,
Lions.
no brainer for me. I gotta take the Cowboys here
Yeah,
against the Lions.
but for
But
the Lions got a bad matchup there because Lion. I actually like the Lions jerseys.
Lions is decent, especially
Yeah.
recently.
We got
Texans
Old
versus the
Sea
Seahawks.
versus the Houston Texans.
Overall, I mean, for a Seahawk, let me live there. Yes, like Seahawks, I mean, it's more Seagulls than anything and more Eagles than anything. Seahawks aren't really the thing there, so that it's hard to make that fit. You know, it's kind of a
I think it
weird
works
combo.
actually.
It
Like,
works, but it's not, it could be better. It could have been better.
I love their color scheme though.
Colors though, the recent colors, Legion of Boom colors were peak Seahawks.
Yeah.
Everything Legion of Boom was as that
This
rebrand
is
was
Sean
the
Alexander era.
yeah, this is
And their
Matt
current
Hasselbeck.
jerseys are some of the best in the NFL. And I love their like Steve Largent throwback silver helmet jerseys. Oh.
Yeah, super clean. Texans recently, the new jerseys
Those
are really
like tickle my
nice.
toes, you know what I mean?
Oh, they tickle your pick, I mean your toes. The Houston recent rebrand with the dark red and the chrome bright jerseys were sick.
Not in it.
Super sick. I loved it. But head to head, Seahawks are taking this.
Good job. All right, the Saints versus the Dolphins.
Ooh.
This one's easy for me.
Dolphins color scheme is just better. Just better. It fits better for me. I like the Saints, but the logo is like, yeah, it's like the scout
This
logo and like wheat, you know.
it's the
Like
fleur de
corn,
lis.
the fleur de, yeah, you know, I get it, fleur Delacour, but
Well, the Matt
the
LaFleur.
Dolphins, the it's better, and I think the classic stuff mixed with the new colors, but the bright, it all fits.
I also like that they have the sun incorporated in their logo.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they went away with the helmet on the dolphin, but they can pay homage and go back to that as like a throwback jersey.
Yeah.
And for our final matchup in this round, we have the Browns versus the Broncos.
This is a matchup of two doo-doo teams for me
So
in the
here's the
colors.
thing.
Don't
If
like
the
the brown
Broncos
colors,
went
and I
back to
don't like
their
the Broncos.
old, their throwback unis as their full-time unis, they'd be one of the best uniforms in the NFL. One of the cool things I like about the Broncos living in the Denver area, the Broncos colors, like this does a bad job of it, but the reason they're orange and blue is because of the Colorado sunsets. And when the sun is setting over the Rocky Mountains, you get the orange on that horizon line and then blue skies up above it. And so that's where this comes from.
I really am not a fan too much of either one. I'm not a huge fan of the orange, but Broncos, I'm gonna go with them. I think I like it more because I like
Browns are
Mustangs too. So
brown and orange. Like, it's terrible.
even the Browns' new logo with on their field with that dude, I was like, I don't like this. That little
Oh
kid
yeah, I
logo.
forgot about him. The little like
What is
gremlin looking
that?
guy.
Yeah,
It's creepy,
that guy.
man. It's creepy.
Yeah.
All right, next
Ooh.
round we got the Steelers versus the Raiders.
It's closer, but Steelers still overwhelmingly take this one for me.
Agreed.
I still think they're better all around, themes
We
better.
have
And
the
also
Travesty Bisons, I mean Buffalo Bills versus
and
the Minnesota Vikings.
again, this one the Bills barely scraped through, but the Vikings take this one.
Okay, good.
I think they're better on that.
I love the Vikings color scheme.
Oh,
Seahawks versus Cowboys.
I
I think
have
this
to
is
put
easy
them
for me.
all. Really?
Yeah, I think it's Seahawks all the way.
Wow, it's a lot closer for me. I'm trying to remove all bias. The they're both iconic. Some of the old Cowboy stuff, iconic. Just the whole star of like
Cowboys are iconic,
Texas,
but
wear the
this is like
star.
their current jerseys. Their jerseys are pretty meh to me.
They're classic though, like the Chiefs. They don't have to do too much to them to make them. They're sticking true. They don't have to rebound like crazy. Yeah, I think the edge does go to Seahawks though. Just not by a lot.
All right. And then we have the Dolphins versus the Broncos.
Easy peasy is the Dolphins.
Okay,
All the
very
way.
good. Next, we have the Steelers versus the Vikings. Both of these, I think, are top four.
Steelers win this one, even
Yep.
though Vikings I really like. I love the purple. Steelers still, both sides of it are king.
And then we got Seahawks
Again,
versus
tough.
Dolphins.
I just love the Seahawks colors more. I love the themes more. The logo most of the time is just a little bit better recently.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it
Okay.
more.
And then we have a rematch of
Ah,
Super Bowl
Super Bowl
2007.
where the Seahawks got robbed. That was a
Robbed
rough
by
time.
the refs.
Robbed by the refs. That
Multiple
was
calls in that game.
sitting in
It's
my living room as a kid, going
horrendous.
like this. There's no way. That's what I remember
Dude, that was
vividly. And I didn't
crazy.
even
I remember
watch a
where
lot of
I was
football
too.
as a
I was
kid.
watching it at the Brock's house.
And Matt Hasselbeck and then or
Sean Alexander.
Polamalu. Sean Alexander was so crazy.
Steve Hutchinson.
This is a 50-50 toss-up. I love both of these logos, like the themes of them, the diehard fan bases. And it hurts me. Hurts me to the core, but Steelers win this for me.
I agree.
It hurts. It hurts. And wow.
And then a potential Super Bowl matchup, AFC versus NFC.
Okay.
Not
Well,
this year, but I'm saying like these teams, it is
any year.
possible to meet in the Super
It
Bowl.
is possible.
We have the
Oh, so
Niners
tough.
and the Steelers.
All right. I'm just going to close my eyes and point at one of them. No, just kidding. Let's see. San Francisco, great colors, great iconic stuff, but the Steelers just do something. They just do something more for me when it comes to the theme of it. That when I think of their jerseys and I think of the like watching it on TV growing up, I like it more. Even though I wasn't a big fan of Big Ben boy, I still like this more.
Yeah.
You know?
I also love what the three different colors on the helmet represent. And they only do it on one side. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's cool. Just the
And
one
they've
side.
stuck to that forever. And the reason why they stuck to it was because they didn't flip sides of the field initially when they started the teams. So they only put it on the side that was the broadcasting to save costs.
Wow, that's cool. I did not know that. Fun
So
fact of the
like
day.
they filmed on one side, so therefore they put the helmet sticker on that one side because they always played going that one direction.
One Direction.
Yep. And One Republic.
Like one. No, like and one.
Well, and one mixtape. The Professor.
Oh, dude, that TV show, That little thing they used to have with the dunk ball
Dude, oh my
in the
gosh.
mid-hand one.
That
Oh,
game,
so good.
that I guarantee you, so many people could not play sports for the rest of their lives after playing that.
You'd destroy every ligament in your body playing
Everything, but it
that.
was so fun. It was electric.
It was fun. Well, Steelers take the dub. Click on them.
Okay.
Steelers take it.
Congratulations, Jeff. You are a closet
A
Steelers
Steelers fan.
fan.
That is no one back home better look at this.
Oh, I don't know
Don't judge
why
me.
it looked like this, but
Huh.
that is the bracket
Steelers.
there. Oh yeah, here we go. And we're gonna look it up real quick. Oh, because we did talk about the Steagles.
We did. Their colors. Colors meaning.
Yellow coal, red iron ore, and blue steel scrap.
Oh. A brand
But
of diamonds, a raw
also
material.
they're the different colors that like you reach when they're making steel or
It's
something like
really
that.
good how unique that is, because there's a lot of meaning behind it. It's not just like, oh, picture of a bird. Look, a hawk. Like,
Yeah.
you know.
No, I think it's cool. I think it's
That's cool.
like the Penguins and the shoot, what's the other team in Pittsburgh? The Pirates.
Pirates.
Those two team names don't match. Like the colors
Yeah.
match, right? But I feel like the Steelers carry that, Western Pennsylvania. So.
The Pity Boys.
Alrighty. Good job, Jeff.
Nice.
Good job.
Wow, I'm surprised. I would not, if you had asked me all those logos, I don't think I would have predicted that the Steelers would have gone through, but I think the matchups just worked out in their favor.
I think if I were to like just pull the names out of my head, I would have probably put the Eagles up there, the Steelers up there, probably the 49ers up there too.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have had the Patriots making it as far,
I
but
think the
like putting
matchups
it in
work for
matchup
them
wise
too.
like that, it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
All
Okay.
right, good segment.
Well, fantastic. I also have a segment. It's not going to be very long, but it's fun. I thought it would be really fun to do. This is one I've seen similar vibes of this on like TV segments,
Okay.
on like NFL shows where they'd like, not red zone, but like, Tiki and Tierney, with Tiki
No, I don't
Barber,
know
where
those,
they,
but
you've never heard of those? Yeah, they do the segments where they, like with Tiki Barber, and they do like quick things. But this segment is called Thought or Not.
All right.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a list of 10. I have 10 takes.
Mike McDonald versus Mike Shanahan. Hot or not?
Hot or not? No. Jersey Village.
Oh, not like
Funny.
attractiveness level. Sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't have a crush on Mike McDonald.
Hot temperature. Dude, why who would?
Not me.
Me. Not
Brandon
me.
Sprague
Brandon Sprague, awkward laugh. You gulp? Wow, I could hear that. That went
shoot.
through. And you spilled.
I did.
So 10, these are 10 takes, all right? You're gonna tell me whether it's a hot take or not a hot take.
Or
And
a
you
not take.
don't have to take super long time explaining why. Like you don't if you want to, you can, but you can spend like 15, 20 seconds explaining why you think that's a hot take or why you think that's just a completely normal, everyone believes that, or everyone should.
Let's
Okay.
go.
So start with number one. Okay. Hot or not? College football game day games are more exciting slash fun to watch than an average NFL game. Not a hot
not
take?
in agreement. Green,
No.
but I guess that is a hot take, but I'm not in
The hot
agreement.
take.
Yeah,
Yeah. So you
but
do think
so
that's
I'm
a hot
saying,
take? Like you don't
yeah.
agree in the hot take.
Wait, am I agreeing with the take or disagreeing, or am I
No,
calling it a hot take or a not take?
you're telling me if it's a hot take or not. You don't have to
I
agree. You
think.
can agree or disagree, but you can just say like, is it a hot take, or do you think that's
No,
just
I
totally
think it's a
normal?
hot take for sure. Like you get so many crazy blowout games in college football that it's like.
Yeah, but I mean, college game day games, like that Alabama, the
It was one of the
Alabama
highest
game.
rated or highest viewed games in the last several years.
Yeah, I mean, the
It's crazy.
BYU Baylor game was big time. It was a close game. There's a lot of big games. You don't think that hype and excitement carries, that's more than the average NFL game.
If you're taking the peak of college football versus an average NFL game, then yes, of course it's going to be more. But if you take a primetime NFL game versus a primetime college football game,
Yeah.
I still think NFL
That's
puts
why
on
I
a better
worded it. That's why I
product.
worded it that way. Because I think the best NFL games are obviously always going to be better
Yeah.
than the college games, even. But like, that's why I matched it up that way.
Take in similar realm, college football games are more fun to go to. Like, they're more fun to watch live and in person. Whereas NFL games are better to watch at home.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%.
All right,
Okay,
take two.
cool. Take two. Andy Reid is a top five coach of all time. Hot or not?
Not hot take at all. Of course he
No? You
is.
think that's already accepted?
He's already number three all
Top
time.
five? Number three, you think he's a number three coach? Who are the other two in front of him?
Bill Belichick and Don Shula.
They're the only two ahead of Andy Reid right now. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's a hot take.
Nah. He's third in
But
wins. And he's got
yeah, I
four
mean, he's
Super
garnered a
Bowl,
lot of
or
them.
no, he's got three Super Bowl rings, five Super Bowl appearances.
Okay.
He's led two different teams to over 130 wins. That's crazy, dude.
That is really crazy. That is really crazy.
Two teams over 130 wins.
Plus, he went to BYU, so that's always a bonus.
Plus, he loves cheeseburgers.
He loves cheeseburger. Sounds like Iron Man. Well, all right. So not a hot take at all. So
Nah.
far we have a hot take and a not hot take. All right, hot or not, sports announcers should not be able to say, quote, Deshaun Watson's looking for a hole, unquote. Hot or not.
Next take.
I had to throw that in there. All right, take number four. NFL QBs shouldn't be allowed to slide and give themselves up on designed runs. Hot or not?
Not that
No?
I
You
agree with
agree
that
with
take.
that? You think
Yeah.
that's a normal one? You think on a designed run, they shouldn't be able to give themselves up. People can still hit them and there's no flag.
Yes.
You said you'd want that rule implemented?
Yeah. I imagine a running back sliding.
Well, like think of all the different times, like all the dual threat quarterbacks that use designed runs to their instances. I mean, like Taysom Hill, you'll never see that dude slide on a designed QB power run. He's basically a running back. But like a lot of other quarterbacks will use that all the time on a designed run. And think how many times they would have been trucked and maybe concussed.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Hot take number five, hot or not, number five. Nico Collins, the Texans wide receiver, will at the end of the year, barring injury, be wide receiver one in the entire league. Hot or not?
Fantasy or just
Yeah,
NFL?
fantasy.
It's not a hot take.
No?
No,
You
he's already
think he
number
will?
two, so.
Yeah, I mean, we're only 4 weeks in.
Yeah, but to say he continues this trajectory with the Texans being the way that they are, they're not an elite team yet, so they're gonna need to throw in a lot of games and keep it up that way. I mean, you're looking at him and Justin Jefferson as the top two as of right now, but also like I think he's a top five wide, he could be a top five, considered a top five wide receiver by the end of the season as well. Not
With
fantasy.
his, yeah, not fancy.
Yeah.
Okay. So not a hot take.
Not a hot take.
Pretty normal. Okay. Number six, hot or not, Seahawks will win the NFC West.
I think that's a hot take.
You think so?
I think so. I think they
Who
can.
do you think you think the Niners easily have that, or who?
No, not easily. I think they
Rams.
can, but like saying it as of week four, the Seahawks winning the NFC West, I think that's a hot take. They're 3-1.
Mean, what, the 3-1, they're leading.
Yeah, but they're only leading by one game. So yeah,
Yeah.
I think that's a hot take.
Yeah. Okay. I'd take. I think it's very the way they've been playing, and they should have won last night. I think they. Yeah, I think they should have won. I mean, it took Jared Goff having a perfect game, literally the only perfect
Perfect
NFL passing
game,
in the
brother.
history of the game, besides that Drew Brees game where
Well,
he went
and
off.
Amon-Ra St. Brown also was perfect.
And also, DK Metcalf had a touchdown
Two.
removed. Even, yeah, two, basically. He had a pass interference that should have been called, and his knee touched the ground on the catch. So I think
Yeah.
they should have been there. They should have been up there.
I think they could
Okay.
have, but and I
Yeah.
think they could
They
win
could
the
be 4
NFC
and
West, and I think a hot take would be saying the Seahawks are also gonna, or a hot take being the Seahawks win the NFC West. I would say that's a hot take. But also,
0. Okay.
if you were to tell me now the Seahawks miss the playoffs, I would say that's an insane take.
There's just no way the way they've been playing. They've
Yeah.
been playing too well.
Yeah.
Again, especially with who's in their division. Okay.
Yeah.
So hot take, semi-hot take. Number 7, hot or not, NFL coaches ruin more rookie QBs than rookie QBs just being bad. You think that's a hot take, or you think that's pretty accepted?
I have a lot of opinions on this.
Okay. I mean, it's
So,
been a lot more prevalent the last couple of years. It's been really, it's been a more talked about point.
yeah. So here's the thing. You get a NFL head coach who probably isn't too tenured into his career because he's being hired by a team that's recently sucked, which is why they have a top five pick, right?
Yeah.
So the team itself isn't that great, which probably means the offensive line isn't that great. So they have a new-ish coach coming in, and then they get a high draft pick, and so they take a quarterback early. So the entire franchise is not built to have a young rookie quarterback step in and be great, right? Like, plus you, and then say the team does have some success, offensive coordinator leaves, you know. They can't afford to pay him or continue to pay the rest of the team because they are going to pay their rookie quarterback who hasn't actually deserved a massive contract extension, a la Kyler Murray, right?
Yeah.
So they're paying Kyler Murray an insane amount of money, but they can't afford to pay the rest of the team what they should be paying. And they've gone through head coach transitions, GM transitions, offensive coordinator, like I think it's more the franchise as a whole, more so than the
Franchise does it.
quarterback or the head coach. Case in point, Patrick Mahomes sat for a full year, except for the last game of the season,
Which was actually nice that he got to.
with Alex Smith as his quarterback, Andy Reid as his head coach, and they made the playoffs. They were already an established team, and they made the playoffs, and Patrick Mahomes got to learn and have all that experience. Steps in the league year two, NFL MVP.
Yeah, and look at or Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers, it's
Lamar
not like
Jackson.
their franchise was in shambles. Lamar
Lamar
Jackson.
Jackson sat behind Joe Flacco. Josh Allen, the Bills traded up to go get Josh Allen. They weren't an amazing team. I think he had Tyrod Taylor, who he sat behind for a little while, but he had a
Yeah.
veteran quarterback that he sat behind. The team was already a playoff team. And then you bring in a rookie or a sophomore quarterback. That's how I think you're going to find
Should be.
the most success.
Yeah.
Now, granted,
I
the
agree with
Bears are
you
an
a lot.
interesting case study as well because they didn't actually have the number one overall pick. They had a great defense and they had the number one
And
overall pick
traded for it.
from the Panthers because the Panthers, for some reason, traded up for Bryce Young, which is
Who is now benched for
insane.
Andy Dalton and immediately showed them that their offense can function.
It's insane. You
Yeah.
can't draft a 5'8" quarterback, sorry.
Kyler Murray, how tall is he?
Kyler Murray's 5'10".
Okay. Not too bad.
Yeah. Anyways, sorry.
Okay. So,
I
yeah,
just
I
went
know
off a little
I have a
bit.
lot of takes too. Recently, it's been a lot, you know. Recently, we've seen a lot of these quarterback situations where we're like, interesting that they've gone to these other places where they've had a chance to develop or had a second chance where they were deemed bad. And then like Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, these are like their third or fourth locations,
Yeah.
and they're now thriving. So, okay, interesting.
I mean, the Jets were
Eight.
also just a crappy franchise for so long.
Still kind of are.
Still kind of
Still kind
are,
of are. Eight, hot or not, kickers should be banned from fantasy football. Hot or not?
should be banned? That's a hot
Yeah, should
take.
be banned. That's a hot take. You don't think they should be banned from fantasy football?
Should be? No.
Yeah, you think it's a hot take
Yeah,
that they should be banned.
I think if you want to have your league not have kickers, you should totally do that. I think that's totally fine. I would be fine if my league said, "Hey, we're not going to do kickers this year." I'd say, "Great, no worries." But also, if my league said, "Hey, we're going to do kickers this year," I'd say, "Great, no worries."
You have no opinion on it, really. Okay. That's fair. I know a lot of people who feel strongly about the kicker situation
Yeah,
and do
but
not like
banning
it whatsoever.
kickers, I think is
Yeah. Yeah.
that's
That
too
way, it's
far
like
to
they
ban
use
it.
it for another, you know, another QB spot, you know? So then it's
Now
a little more skilled.
I am in favor of a 2 QB league. I think that's so much fun.
It's more, you have, there's more skill to it. There's more week to week changes you have to make. Definitely, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Hot or not? Pick number nine. Taylor Swift has done more good than bad for the NFL.
Not a hot take. I agree with
Not a
that.
hot take. You completely agree with that? What things do you think have been the most impacted?
Money.
Just the money they brought in, or
Simple. They brought
the
in so
fan
much money
base?
from her.
The
Yeah,
fan base that
viewers,
they
fan
have
base,
brought.
like, yeah.
But think of all the fan base who don't like hardcore older, like demographic 40 and above NFL fans who do not like the attention. Do you think that's hurt that? Do you think it balances out?
That those people are still gonna watch football, regardless of Taylor Swift being on screen or not. They're still gonna watch the football.
That's true. That's
We're
true.
bringing new younger eyes into a sport that I would argue has less, like, it's not like the center of the family anymore. You know what I mean? Like, families used to sit
Yeah.
down and watch a game together. But now, like, people are doing whatever. But like, you get like these like 40-year-old, 50-year-old guys that their daughters are like, "Hey, Taylor Swift's boyfriend's playing. Like, I'll watch." You know, like, I think that's great.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're talking about. I was just curious on your opinion on that. Some of these are just me gauging that. And then the final take, hot or not. Devin could beat Lincoln in pickleball any day of the week.
That's a hot take.
Oh, that's a hot take.
That's a hot take.
That sounds like a
101, it's a hot take.
challenge to me. That sounds
That's
like
a hot
such a
take.
challenge. I originally said, my original thing I wrote was Lincoln could beat Devin in pickleball any day of the week, but I thought I'd switch it
That's
up so that
also a
you would
hot
have to
take.
say, you think it's a toss up any game?
I think it's like 55-45. I got the edge.
55-45. Ooh.
Not too much of the edge, but I think I'll spank him around a few games and
You know what I think,
get him
honestly,
11 to
is,
3, and then we'll have a couple like tight race games where it wins like
well,
11-8 or something, you know?
I know exactly what we need to do. I think in November, you should come out here to San Antonio because Devin is coming to town from Houston. In November, mid to late November. If you visit, even for a weekend, I guarantee you I can bribe Devin to come play pickleball. There's a court that will be available. I can bribe you to come. I even have a $50 chicken and pickle gift card that I won
Ooh.
that I could use and rent out a court and
A cheeky picky?
we could play this thing out for real.
All right.
So I think if you were to do that, I could 100% set up a pickleball day, and we would be able to go play.
All right,
No questions asked.
I'm looking in November right now.
Yeah.
Round trip. Right now, Southwest is having a huge deal. They're having 40% off.
Oh. Look at
I
that.
could
My birthday is November 18th, but I can call Devin and text him and say, when are you coming to San Antonio to
yeah,
visit in
figure that
November? Because
out.
I
Because
know,
I
and then I can
actually
let you
okay.
know.
Looking at my schedule, I could actually get there the first week of November or the third week, your birthday week.
Dude, let me
Tell me
call
what you
him.
want, and I'll do. Oh, actually, wait, sorry. Yeah, I could do that third week because the week after that's Thanksgiving, but
Yeah.
I work from home anyway, so let's make it happen.
I will get in touch with him hopefully tonight and
All right.
see what his plan is, and then I will let you know because that could be incredibly good
All
and
right.
fun.
The plan. We could do also like indoor at the church if we need to.
We could, but I have the gift card and the weather should be better by then, and I have multiple courts that we could
Better
go to.
weather.
Better fair weather.
Better weather.
Better weather.
All right.
Well, that's established. I'm excited for your draft because I really don't know what direction you went today.
Well, you know your boy loves a good theme. We are in October. And
Oh,
boy, I am filled with the spooky spirit.
spooky spirit. Okay. All right. That's a little sacrilegious.
No, not sorry. I am stoked on fall. Like, I'm wearing a flannel
Loves
today,
fall.
brother. Look at this nice
Yep.
$13 Costco flannel, baby. It's
Yeah, I did
lovely.
see that they had some good ones. Sam's Club also has a few.
All right,
What is
so
your draft?
tonight's draft is classic Halloween costumes.
Oh, fantastic.
It is.
Fantastic.
I need to figure out what I am going to be for Halloween with my daughters. I got one of them wanting to be a witch and the other wanting to be a unicorn.
Very
So
good.
I figured we could pay homage to. This is less about us stealing pics from each other and more of just like
Yeah.
highlighting fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of the ones that, I can think of right off the bat that I've seen a bunch of times that are
Exactly.
just like,
Like
it wouldn't be
childhood
Halloween
ones,
costumes.
adult ones, like these are ones that you can just. You're like, yep, great Halloween costume, good job. And then you also have like your wild card, like double, duo costumes, right? Your couples costumes or like twins costumes, kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So we're going with the best classic Halloween costumes or our favorite Halloween costumes.
I like that. Well, I think I'm gonna go with the number one pick here.
Okay. Jeff thinks there's a one.
I mean, for me, there's a one. And it's funny
Okay.
because you mentioned it already. It's the one I've seen every single time, every Halloween, and it wouldn't be. There's so many movies about it, and that is a classic witch.
A witch.
A witch that you cannot get by of Halloween without witches, even though real witches, it's a very sad story in history, but
Hey, why don't witches wear panties?
because they gotta grip the broom. The Office.
Okay. Well, to follow that up, I think this is the in my mind the actual 101 because it's what almost every single baby goes as, or like every single person in their lifetime has been this costume at one point in their life, most likely when they were a baby, and that's a pumpkin.
Pumpkin, very good. That's
Yeah.
right up there. Some sort of pumpkin.
I mean, just babies in pumpkin costumes, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
They're classic. They're super fun. You love to see them. And for my second pick, I'm gonna pay another homage to a creature who doesn't have as much pull today, but is still well
It's
respected. And
the exact pick it should be.
that's the Frankenstein.
Oh, you
Did
left
you
that
think
wide
I was
open
gonna
for
go
me.
with the one who sucks?
Yeah, I did the
That
Chiefs.
is what I would have gone
Wait.
to next, but I think
But
Frankenstein is,
Frankenstein has more fun, I think, to see
yeah.
people dress up as
And also
Frankenstein.
you can kind of get like unique takes on Frankenstein, and
Yeah.
I just think it's fun. And then you also have Frankenstein's wife.
Oh, that's also true.
And
There's a
Frankenweenie.
lot. Man, so many good ones. I'm gonna go with my second pick. Is going to be a vampire.
A vamp.
I think that goes, there's just going to be always so many vampires. People are going to go for it. There's so many versions of it. The teeth, the blood, the white makeup face, all the different costumes with it. It's just too many vampires.
I also think your team that you're building right now, the witch and the vampire, they like kind of go together. You know what I mean?
They do. The vibes of
Yeah.
team works.
Yep.
I'm tied for my third pick. There's a couple that are good. I mean, there's just so many I see, but this is the one that truly scares most people. Truly terrifying. And people hate it, but that's gonna be the clown.
Oh, no, that's
No,
not a
what?
good Halloween costume. It's actually scary.
It is scary, and it's fantastic because there's so many versions, and it's creepy as all get out. And people have been going as clowns for who knows how long. It's a fantastic outfit. And every movie I've seen with clowns, like, for real, everyone has a healthy fear.
The Terrifier. They just came out with the
Oh,
third movie
yeah.
of it. Nope.
Yeah.
We'll never, 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 never gonna watch
Never
that.
watch it. I'm not watching it.
Blech, I hate it.
Man,
Well, I'm gonna
too
go with
many good
something that
ones.
doesn't scare people, but it does scare birds, and that is the Scarecrow.
Scarecrow, very original.
I think the Scarecrow is a
Very original.
classic, costume. It's a classic Halloween
Very
costume.
original. Yeah.
And to follow the Scarecrow up, this leans a little bit more towards one demographic more so than another, but I'm gonna go with the princess slash fairy.
I had Princess on my list of options. It's
Yeah.
definitely for the 18 and under, that is the and like mostly kids, princess is always going to be a go-to. It's easy to put up. They're always going to have a dress that they can wear with it. They can wear a little tiara, a little wand. Yeah. So definitely agree. Princess is a good go-to.
Yep, Princess is a classic.
Very
Plus,
good.
I think it's like kind of one of the cutest ones too. And it's one that you can keep your kiddo warm when going trick or treating.
Yeah, you can. Like
Like
wear
a lot of
leggings.
these, I like in my mind, I was always like, you gotta stay warm in the evening for a Halloween costume because I like we were always terrified of being so cold for some reason. And then I ended up being sweaty, but it's when we busted out the hand warmers, you know?
Yeah.
I did forget one that I should have taken over, that Princess Fairy, and I really hope you don't snag it from me.
I mean, there's just so many. I could think
There
of some
are.
if I want to go
But
more
like this is like
scary or
an
more common.
iconic one.
This one I was actually watching this movie today, right before podcast, which was it's a kind of a scarier movie, and it has to do with a very iconic character that goes like this. Oh,
A
and that is the
mummy.
mummy.
Nice. That was on
Mummies,
my
very
list.
good.
It was just off my list, but yeah.
Mummy is iconic. Anyone dresses a mummy, really fun. Spooky.
Did you ever do the mummy?
I never did. Wait, I might have done it for a trunk or treat.
Oh,
I
nice.
think I did it for trunk or treat as a kid.
I've only
I
of
was a
this list, I've only done actually no, I did Frankenstein and Vampire.
wow, original. Very good.
And for your fifth and
My
final pick.
fifth pick, I have two that I want to take, and it's just going to be a tiebreaker between them.
Oh.
Because one is more of like really common. You will always see a bunch of people dressed like this now, but it's more because of the era. But that is a 50s character. The amount
Oh,
of people that
yeah,
dress as
totally.
50s,
Oh,
anything
great
50s
pick,
with
Jeff.
the outfits,
The
50s is
chick
like
doing the
big time.
arm thing.
Just like with the big dresses and the dudes with like the slick
The
back
poodle
hair and the
dresses, the
jacket.
grease
Yeah.
lightning.
Full 50s, everything, you will see that everywhere because it's a go-to easily. It may not be the most iconic as far as like Halloween vibes, but you will see everyone wear that as a costume.
No, I think that's a great pick. And to wrap up, my team is the laziest costume known to man, but I've seen some that are so well done too, where I'm like, you know what? Kudos, like, well done. And that is the ghost.
The ghost, that was on my little three list. I had princess, I had ghost, and I had cowboy.
Oh,
Those were three
cowboy
that
is a
I
good
had on
one
the
too.
list.
A
Ghost,
couple
yeah, very
honorable
lazy.
mentions. I had sexy nurse.
Okay. We all know where that's
Or
from. Nurses.
doctor or vet or medical persons. It's
Yeah.
very easy to just go in someone's scrubs, But also the classic college costume of the sexy nurse. We know what sells.
Yeah. We all know what
Angela.
sells in this world,
In this
Angela.
office, we know what sells. And then you also have like the Mad Hatter characters or like Alice in Wonderland,
Oh yeah.
any of those like Tim Burton type characters, Johnny Depp, like
You have football players or sports players in general, sports
true.
teams, lots of people dress up with those uniforms with the black eye makeup.
Ooh, I was Steve Young in preschool.
See, it's pretty common.
Because he's a
But
lefty
like more
like
than
me.
that, what about pirates?
Yep,
Lots of
pirates is also on that
pirates.
list. I did just say Jack Sparrow, but whatever.
Jack Sparrow. And then like, I don't know. There's some people who are like aliens sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a few cheerleaders.
So in preschool, I was Steve Young and Gretchen Brock. This is the second reference to the Brock family. She was a 49ers cheerleader and she kissed me on the cheek. And
Gretchen Brock.
I thought I was the coolest thing out there because I got a kiss on the cheek from a cheerleader. I was like,
You're like, let's go,
look
let's
at me.
go.
I'm the coolest.
Nice.
Werewolf is also another option out there.
Oh, yeah, werewolf.
But oh, and then skeleton.
Skeleton, yeah.
That's the
There's a
other one I
lot of
forgot about.
skeletons, lots of them.
Or cats or the devil. I'm the devil. Whoo!
Oh, or like the scream mask
Yes.
guy.
Yes. Or
Yeah, I'm
like
thinking like
Freddy. No, not Freddy. Jason Voorhees, right? Just
Jason.
put the hockey mask on. Anything with a mask too. But I also just hate masks.
Yeah, I hate
They
the
creep me
mask.
out. No, you drafted the mask.
Oh, yeah, that's right, I did.
But yeah, you got your angel and devil, and then you got your like animals, animal costumes, stuff like that. But
There's a lot of good costumes. I really like that draft though
yeah.
because there's just so many that you always see.
Gets you thinking. I was a farmer
A farmer.
recently, and my daughter's Paisley was going to be a cow, but she bailed and wanted to be a fairy instead. And
That's fine.
no, maybe she was a chicken. And then she chickened out.
Was one of those sir I was a surgeon. And I had a surgeon cap and like the blue surgeon
Scrubs.
gown, scrubs. But underneath, there was this big plastic cutout that they put on my chest that had a pump on it. It was plastic pump, and I had it in my hand, and I would pump it, and it would put fake blood go through my intestines and like my organs. Yeah, you could see it like pump through. And as I was a kid, and I was like, "This is the coolest thing in the entire world."
And then did you sing the Black Eyed Peas song? Pump it.
And then I went, "Pump it."
Yeah.
And then I did. Where is the love? And then they're like, "What
Bum,
is
bum,
that?
bum,
Deep,
bum.
deep cut."
Bum, 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 bum. I did see a reel today where it was like the song was like, I don't know how to describe the w words without being disrespectful.
Oh,
Do you know what the next line is?
he's disrespectful like right away.
Yeah,
What is
he
it?
calls her a
Yeah.
sexy bee.
Yeah, ooh, you're a sexy. That's right. It's what he says.
He's like, I don't know how to say it without being disrespectful, so I'm gonna be
And then he immediately.
disrespectful. Man, that's
He,
funny.
yeah. I do remember that song was. That song was everywhere.
It was. Well, dope, brother. Thanks for the draft.
That was a good
Or
time.
thanks for participating in this draft.
The segment's very NFL forward again.
Yeah, a little long-winded, but also our last two podcasts were a little bit shorter. Recapping
It's
teams
about
before
an
we close
hour.
out. Jeff's team was a witch, a vampire, a clown, a mummy, and a 50s character.
Love that. I love
Great,
that.
great poll. I think you probably win the draft. I think if we were
It's
to put
close.
this
It's
to the,
close.
if we were to poll our the lefties, let us know in the comments whose team you think wins. I have a pumpkin, or I guess pumpkin,
Pumpkin
Frankenstein,
skeleton team.
scarecrow, a princess slash fairy, and a ghost.
That's a very good list. These are
Very
all
good list.
very
I
good
think that
ideas.
your witch vampire team to start, you know, the man and woman there
It's a
just
strong
kills it.
start. I'm glad I had that one
Also,
pick.
a very common one next to the witch is also the Harry Potter characters.
A wizard, Harry.
A thumping good one.
You're a Mormon, Harry. I'm a
Oh.
what? I couldn't be. It's like your parents. My sister wrote a Harry Potter fan fiction as a kid where they were Mormon instead of wizards, so that's what they were finding out. It was very
Man,
funny.
what a rude awakening.
I know. He's like, oh, I'm can't be.
I
I'm
can't be.
Mormon. Comment below.
Well, thank you for listening to the Left Hand Back podcast. Comment below who you think won. And also, let us know any draft ideas that you have for us, especially as we
Yeah.
are heading into the holiday season. Have fun doing your spooky things.
Spooky. The
Jeff,
way you
final
say
word.
that. Final word. We have our 30th podcast next week. So please show up, tell your friends, tell your family, because I have something planned for next week that should be really good as part of the 30, the Dirty 30, 30-30 ESPN. Lots of
Does
30.
it have to do with this
So
list that I've been working on for?
you have a list you've been working on? Oh, interesting.
Hope it does.
It'll be good. So don't leave. Don't go anywhere.
And with that, share with your grandma. Do something nice for someone. Lefty's out.